Everybody.
Yeah.
Almighty Pardon.
Yeah.
Everybody. Rock your body right. Almighty Pardon's back.
And welcome to Almighty Pod. Welcome back. We're on episode 71.
Back.
It's been the first one we've done since 10th of January, I think.
10th of January.
Unbelievable.
That's a long time ago.
Long old time.
Chris, your first one, Sam pointed out earlier, of 2022.
We've only done one in 2022, to be fair.
Still. makes Chris sound
worse. You're beating me, boys.
Unbelievable.
It's good to be back.
Lovely to be back.
As I've already mentioned, my name's Tom, this is Almighty Pod, and to my right... As we're recording, it's Mr. Chris Wright. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you. And to my left, it's Mr. Samuel Taylor.
Are you well?
I'm very well. It's been a long time since. I mean, I've seen you a lot.
Yeah.
Hey, that was quite good. That was the first time I've done that in a while.
I mean, I say it every day now.
Oh, do
you? Become part of my... Yeah, I don't ask people how they are anymore. Just, are you well?
Hey, that's good. You need to trademark this saying.
Yeah.
It's been a while since we've done a pod, but when we used to do it regularly, when you ask that question to people, they kind of go, ooh. Because that's what you ask on the pod. It's a bit special. Do you still get that nowadays, or are people used to it?
No, not at all.
That's sad.
Mind.
I know. I think people just find it irritating now, to be honest, but I'm okay with that.
I don't think they do. It's a privilege to be asked, are you well by you?
That's true.
What has anyone ever said no?
Yeah, and then I just walk away.
I do not know what to do. Well, yeah, we've been off for a while. People thought it was the end. We went out without a final episode. We were just on a break, but it wasn't officially over. We've come back.
Yeah.
We've got a lot to talk about. There's been a lot going on in the past 5 months.
Unbelievable.
A lot of change.
A lot of change.
Tom's got a new notebook.
I have.
Big change.
So Tom bought me this on my birthday, which is the 20th of January, and I've not been able to use it. It's been wrapped up. It's a leather-bound notebook with Almighty Pod embedded onto the front.
That's amazing. How did she embed it?
Wonderful.
I think she paid someone on Etsy to do it.
Ah.
Wow.
But yeah,
how wonderful!
Open today, finally.
How does it feel?
He arrived today, and it was still in the plastic.
Hello. He's been stroking it for the past 10 minutes,
5 months
on his lap as well.
But yeah, there's been a lot of change. I mean, there's been a lot of big changes in my life.
Mm. Well, yeah,
none bigger than I've changed my hairdresser. So Gareth, trips to Gareth are no more. So we're going to lose 10 minutes of content every week.
Well, so let's go through this whole issue with Gareth. Who instigated the breakup?
I instigated it because he was always a bit pricey anyway. I know we discussed that at length on previous pods. He raised his prices when I went in one time. I was paying 24, which was steep anyway.
That's what you were paying before?
Last time I went in, goodness. 29 quid.
£29?
Wow. Yeah. So I thought, I'm not having this.
And cost of living.
All that is just a basic haircut. Because you haven't got anything to shave off your face.
Get it washed though as well. And conditioned.
Great. You don't have any hair on your face to shave. So it's not even like you get a nice beard.
No.
Sort your beard out because you don't have no beard to sort. Yep. The only hair on your face is the mole on your cheek. To be fair, it's that big. It's that big.
Coming
I'd try on a five and sort that out.
Yeah. Needs a whole haircut for itself.
That's why it costs that much.
So, what's Gareth got to say? Have you not spoken
to him? So it's a bit of an awkward situation because I built myself up. I was like, if he's going to ask, then I'll just say, look, it's too expensive. I'm going somewhere else. He's not going to struggle for business.
Oh, wow.
Exciting.
But I couldn't bring myself to do it.
Just get me ready for Love Island.
The thing is, with Gareth, because he's so busy, you have to book in your next two haircuts.
Wow. Next two?
Which is like 12 weeks for me.
That's mental.
I ended up just ringing up and leaving a message saying I'm cancelling, sorry.
You bottled it. So you booked in.
Completely
bottled. That's like breaking them by text, though. That's terrible.
More awkward is that my family still go. I don't know if they've bought it.
Do they pay £29 or more?
My dad's on about moving on as well, but
is he?
He's bottled it because he can't say no either.
He just needs to do what you did.
I know.
That's shady.
So we're on from Gareth. We're going to Stefano's.
Hey.
Stefano's? Where's Stefano?
12 quid. Northwood.
You're driving all the way to Northwood?
Isn't it 10 minutes from my house? 12 quid anyway. Less than half the price.
Why are you driving across this whole city?
It's 10 minutes.
For a haircut.
I don't believe that's 10 minutes.
It's 10 minutes.
No way is that
no
10 minutes.
No way.
It's 10 minutes.
Yeah, it might be 10 minutes at 2 o'clock in the morning on a Wednesday. Not on like a normal busy time. Isn't no one close there?
No. There's nothing. There's nothing.
Absolute liar.
Other than these Turkish things where I
go to the Turkish things.
I just...
Hey, I had a disastrous Turkish haircut about 6 months ago.
Oh, no.
Disastrous. So it was ECG. And I'd had a busy Easter and a busy week before and had not had a chance. I've also had hair barber issues.
Okay.
I haven't been to Mehmet's for a long time.
Right.
Now, mainly because I'm here, there and everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of time in Cheshire now.
Travel man.
Hey.
Which means I no Chris longer...
has gone posh, is what he's trying to say.
Yes. So I have to book about a week in advance for Mehmet's. Now, I don't know where I'm going to be next week. Okay? I can't plan this far ahead. So I'm unable...
By the way, this is why we've not had a podcast.
Yeah. I am unable to plan that far ahead.
Right.
So I was in Cheshire.
Yeah.
In Northwich.
Fancy.
And I said to Nat, do you know any decent barbers? And she said no.
Right.
Because she doesn't go to barbers.
I mean, why would she? Yeah.
Does walking around the town and saw this very good looking barber shop. It was quite trendy. Okay. Very minimalistic.
Interesting.
Did it have one of them twizzly things outside that barbers have?
No, it was too fancy for one of them.
Oh.
So it was just a chair and a mirror leant against the wall. So I went to this guy and he did a very good haircut, very good. However, that was also £29. But I have a beard to cut, so
that's
it's
true.
Okay. I can take that. And I got a free bottle of beer.
Hey.
See?
Did you get a lolly?
Wow.
No, got a beer instead. You could pick.
What sort of beer?
Bottle Heineken.
Ooh, how wonderful.
Yeah, it was nice. Very nice. And he washes my hair, all that kind of thing. So basically, before Easter, I hadn't had a chance, because you have to book in a bit there as well.
Right.
I hadn't had a chance for my haircut, so I decided to risk it. And Tim Russell, his fault.
Right.
He had a bad haircut at the start of the week.
Okay.
Bushy, unkept beard.
Yeah, yeah.
Standard Tim.
Yeah.
And I thought, ooh. And he said, don't worry, I'm getting a haircut. So, okay, let me know how it goes. So, next day, hair's gone, looks a lot better, looks very clean, tidy.
I've never seen Tim Russell look clean and tidy.
That's know.
Big transformation.
I know. His child is very cute. Anyway, how we made that, I have no idea. we do have an idea, but I don't want to. Anyway, before it gets weird. So he looked all right. So I said, where did you go? He said, I went to the Turkish barbers just around the corner. So I was like, all right, I'm going. Went to the Turkish barbers, did a decent job. I was happy with my hair on top.
Yeah.
And then it went downhill. And he got this steamer, and he put the steamer about an inch away from my face.
Oh, wow.
And the steam was... I couldn't cope. It was like being in Chernobyl. So, and he started to then shave. It was like looking over into the... reactor.
Sticking with that comparison.
Yeah, it was like looking into the reactor. You know when you see Chernobyl, when they look over and then they die. It's like that, except I didn't die. And so he was there giving me a shave. And I said to him, don't worry too much about length. Take a few of the rough edges off and just sharpen it up. He said, no problem. Then he starts to do my eyebrows. Except he's just... Usually, they get comb over your eyebrow, because I did have bushy eyebrows, but I'm very proud of my eyebrows. I think I've got good eyebrows.
Right.
Comb over, and then you cut over. He didn't use a comb. He just went straight up with the clippers.
Really?
I had no eyebrows.
Wow.
I had no eyebrows. I looked like an alien. And my beard, he cut it ridiculously short. It was literally, it was a chin strap. I was furious. First thing I said, I saw Tim. He said, look at me. And he said, sorry. It was all his fault.
Well,
furious. Yeah. So I had a bad haircut.
So you just told me to go to a Turkish barber. So you're now taking that back?
No, just don't go to that Turkish barber.
I mean, to be fair, you were quite pleased with the hair.
Yeah, the hair was good. You've got no problems. Yeah.
Just I've got eyebrows.
Just make sure it doesn't touch them.
Gareth has told me that my hair is similar to that of a Turkish man. So...
Has your dad got some?
He said if I did want to go to one of those, that they would it'd be all right because they'd be used to my hair type.
Interesting.
Have you got any Turkish roots in your family?
I don't think so. My dad's Simon. My mum's Marion. My granddad's Hakin.
What's your granddad's name?
Hakin.
There's the
niche football reference.
What's your granddad's name?
Philip.
Mm. There was a few Philips in the Middle East.
There were?
Turkish Tom. Anyway, Sam, sorry about that.
So that was my change.
That was very interesting. I now have 3 haircuts.
Three?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You don't need to give it to anyone, do you? Alicia just clip it.
She does.
That's amazing.
My ears bleed most times.
Why?
I was going to ask, is it possible to do a bad job of that and just fresh start every time?
Well, sometimes it's, I'll describe it as a painful experience.
Okay.
How does she hurt you?
Well, do you mean, I mean, sorry, emotionally? Or?
We can move on from this.
No, it's okay. I'll be in trouble anyway, but that's fine. So she sometimes does around the ears, but she sometimes just clips the top of the ears, and that's a bit sore.
That's a shame.
And then right at the beginning, when it's a bit longer, I mean, it doesn't get very long, but when it's a bit longer, she likes to dig into the scalp a bit hard with the clippers.
I'm taking a divot.
That's a bit painful.
Would you like, if you want, I can come round and I can bring my razors, my cutthroat stuff, towels, hot towels.
I mean, that'd be wonderful.
Do a massage.
That'd be great. Sorts. All of that would be wonderful. Yeah,
I'll pamper you up.
On the ears thing, right, I this happens every time. You know when they do all the side of your head, then they do the top, and then they finish off going around your ears with like the really small clippers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I always think at this point, just you've got to stay as still as possible. Yeah. Like on Call of Duty when you're using a sniper and you have to hold down the button to...
When you're holding your breath.
And then you stay really still. That's when I just start shaking uncontrollably. Like my head's still for the whole time apart from that point, and I just panic.
The other thing that Alicia does, which does give me the nervous poos, is when she's doing the bit of detail around the ear, she
what,
she
you're like, having stripes?
Yeah, that's me. I'm having a Nike swoosh in the side. She just, like, while she's like thinking about it, she's got the clippers on, just wafting them around like next to my ear, and that's
I finished off Ozark today.
No spoilers.
No, wait, but for the whole final episode, I just had the stomach rumble of nervous poos. I was just desperate for the episode to finish because I was that nervous and tense. Anyway.
Last thing on my hairdressing experience, because I know this has gone on for a good 15 minutes. The conversation has changed, I will say, moving from Gareth to Stefano's. Yep. Gareth, it was very cultured, talking about film, TV, that kind of thing. Now I've moved to Stefano's. I have another big Chris. This is the third big Chris in my life.
Wow.
He cuts another my hair. The conversation's now moved to, I tried this VR the other day, mate. One of my mates came around with one of these Oculus things. I'm like, right, okay. Have you seen the porn on it, man? to the whole bar, there's like 6-7 people sat there, different ages.
What was your response? Yeah, it's pretty good.
That
was awkward, to be fair.
Yeah,
wow. I do find it strange when you're in barbers and they're having the most horrendous conversations, and there's children in here. Anyway, don't get any of that in Northwich.
But it's cheap anyway.
Don't get any of that in my kitchen, are
they? Any big changes in either of your lives? That's me.
I have started to push up the field a bit in football on Wednesday night. I've decided to start playing in front of the back four a little bit more.
It's taken you 5 months.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm now playing in front of the back four until everyone gives up at the back and runs off to be a striker and I'm left on my own. But I do enjoy sitting in front. I've got my left foot isn't too bad.
To be honest,
I think it's better than my right. Maybe that's why I've been so bad. Maybe I'm left-footed.
Been using the wrong foot for 28
I will
years.
Say, whenever you're building up to make a pass with your left foot, the look of like absolute concentration on your face is very amusing.
And then a little smile when it works.
Yeah. Yeah. Funny. We could, I feel like between us, we could have some good rants about Wednesday football, but we'll maybe save that for another time.
I can't cope with them.
You've also had a new car?
Yeah, that was before.
Was it?
Yeah.
It was before Christmas?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, but the donkeys.
We definitely need to talk about Tom Hall's new car.
Oh, you're a soccer mum.
Tam's not very happy.
Hello, soccer mum.
Yeah, I've had a Hyundai Santa Fe, very practical.
Very practical.
Yeah. Those rides to Northwood.
You can fit the whole football team in your car.
Heated seats.
Heated seats.
Not all 7 of them, just 5 of them. Heated.
You can fit a football team in
very
it.
Very practical.
Are you finding you're using the heated seats?
Yes. It is a bit sticky sometimes when you if you have it on the third setting.
Oh, it's bad. You can play jokes on
you
people.
You have
though.
To peel yourself off.
Sometimes
it.
You don't notice it's on. That got done to me before. Mm. I've had that before in Florida. 35 degrees.
Oh, wow. Nasty.
Every time I got out of the car, I already had a sweaty back. Mm. Couldn't figure it out.
We'll have to go on a trip.
2 weeks in, Ash had been turning the heated seat on.
Wet.
Every time.
Can I drive you, Sam, to our next mystery gig?
Oh, yes, you can. Oh, wonderful.
Can enjoy it then.
Mystery gig.
Yeah, this is another big change in my life.
What are you doing?
Tom's been taking me on mystery musical adventures.
Where have you been?
We went to see Corey Wong. He was excellent.
I've never seen Sam look so happy.
I was very happy.
In my whole life.
Had a lovely time. Not only did we get Buddy Jackson's chicken wings.
We did.
But I also had the most wonderful musical experience of my life thus far.
What a night.
And I got to hang out with Little John. Who we all know.
We did see Little John.
I miss Little John.
He's got married since Christmas.
He has?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I did a best man speech.
Did you?
Yeah, it was all right. Made a joke about his little willy.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well done.
Everything about Little John is little.
Chris, that's you. Moving up the football pitch. Sam, any big changes in your life?
Well, we've tried to change address. We've tried to move house.
How's that going?
Slow.
It is a slow process.
Very slow process. So,
Had you started that at our last podcast?
Yeah. So, the last podcast, all of 6 months ago,
yeah,
we had an offer accepted. All the searches and surveys had been done. Still living in boxes. So, that's excellent. But hopefully, that'll change soon. Maybe by the next podcast.
Hey, who knows? There's rumours of a podcast studio.
Podcast studio. Got big plans. I've got a converted garage. I've told Alicia she can have the whole rest of the house. She can do whatever she likes with it. But that is mine. My space. So we'll see.
Yeah. Shame it's taking you this long now.
It is. At this point, I won't even be able to enjoy the summer in this new house.
I know.
I'll still be. But I don't know if we've talked about this on the podcast before, but you will know it well. The lady with the dogs from our current abode and all the kids moved out. Unbelievable.
The reason you've moved?
You may as well stay.
The whole reason we've moved.
Oh my gosh. That's amazing.
So it feels like a bit of a miracle.
Imagine coming around your house now.
Well,
I'm scared.
I don't have to check out the upstairs window before I can leave the house now to see if I'm going to be attacked by a dog.
I wonder why you started being on time to things.
I know. And I don't have to clear up nasty poos out the front garden.
That's amazing.
So,
yeah, but you know,
excellent.
Something worse could move in.
Well, indeed. So I'm hoping we'll move out before whatever's next moves in. Mm. But also the big change, you know, cost of living crisis, all this sort of thing. Before, well, when we did the last podcast, we were very regular users of the toilet paper brand Who Gives a Crap.
Why? What's happened to it?
Well, just very expensive these days.
Is it?
The idea is
very expensive.
Ethical, right?
Very ethical. Also very pricey.
How much is it now?
Oh, I don't know.
And I will say, when I've used it, because Little John was a Who Gives a Crap client. I was never a big fan of the quality.
Yeah. You don't make the choice out of quality.
Yeah.
You make the choice about trying to be a
but
good human being.
Who Gives a Crap, right? Have a luxury version.
They do, but that's even more expensive.
So a woman I used to work with, she gave me a roll as a leaving present when she left.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. It was good.
Yeah, yeah.
It was good.
We can't afford the luxury. I mean, we're moving to Cheshire, so that we're not going to be able to afford any nice things anymore.
Are you going to move to Cheshire with us, Tom?
I'm on the border. Ah. 5 minutes north and I'll be there.
I'll give him a year. Now he's got the soccer mum car.
Mm.
He'll be
you need the
sand batch, I reckon.
So what have you moved
you
to
CW
from?
Postcode.
Who gives a crap?
Well,
have you chosen yet or are you still floating?
Honestly.
You're a free agent.
Supermarket own brands.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, don't you worry, Sam. We have you covered.
Well, here we go.
And all of you listeners.
In the recent crisis of cost of living, I've been very inspired by Martin Lewis with his money-saving tips. Mm. And not just money-saving tips, life-saving tip, not life-saving, what's the phrase I'm looking for? Life experience to make it better.
Mm.
So we are going to do so.
Yes.
Now, what's the segment called, Tom?
Well, what I'm going to do is drop in a Corey Wong 10 seconds.
Ooh.
Yes.
With a voiceover of the segment name when we've decided what it is. So we're going to be reviewing some toilet paper.
Yeah.
What's his name? Corey Wong.
Corey Wong.
Corey
Wong.
Wonga.
Wong.
Wonga.
I thought it was Corey's Wong.
His band is Corey and the Wong Notes, which I think is
Corey
cool.
And the Wong Notes.
Anyway, yeah. Toilet paper segment. We can go with roll with it, on a roll, don't give a sheet. What a load of sheets. They see me rolling. Losing my sheet. Total wipeout.
I like total wipeout.
That's great.
Total wipeout's good.
Well done, mate.
Yeah.
What did you Google to find all those?
Toilet paper puns.
Excellent.
I like it.
Well done.
But how is this going to work, people? Every week we are going to review a different brand of toilet roll. Mm-hmm. So we've been wiping it out this week with a certain brand. We'll come on to that. And then every week we're going to change our toilet roll brand.
Yeah.
And hopefully, in the near future, we'll have...
How many episodes is this going to take? How many toilet rolls are there out there?
There's a fair few.
Oh, yeah.
Because we've got actual brands, and then we've got to go through all the supermarket brands.
We have.
But each supermarket has their own level.
Yeah.
I got really angry the other day because Tam went to buy toilet paper without consulting me. She went to Aldi.
Oh, no. She didn't buy home brand Aldi.
She bought Aldi, but soft. Which sounds all right, but then you've got to consider that they do soft, softer, and softest. So soft is actually...
What did you want?
Sandpaper.
What did you want?
Wow. I wanted softest.
Now, actually, I think sometimes softest can be bad.
Wow, because interesting.
If you've got a 3-ply toilet roll, which is just ridiculous.
No, you need a 3. Sometimes.
No, you don't need 3-ply.
About quilted.
Quilted even worse because when you wipe,
yeah,
if it's very quilted, the top layer can sometimes break away. And then you've got to wipe again to get rid of the breakaway.
You've got to go back in to retrieve, haven't you?
Yeah, you've got to get all the other bits. It's terrible. Yeah, whereas terrible. You just want something that's soft but firm.
Soft but firm.
Soft but firm. If it's too soft, it's not good.
So what are the parameters we're judging here on the toilet roll?
I think we've got to give value for money. We are helping out the public.
Well, that's true.
Yeah,
that's
so true. Value for money is important.
And us Cheshire people, I mean...
Yeah.
Money's tight.
Yeah, absolutely.
Got to get price per sheet?
Price per sheet, we can do
that. Some of them look cheaper, but then you look and there's not as many.
Yeah, exactly, because there's some rolls have more paper on than others. Have you seen, like, when you go to the cheap ones and the cardboard roll in the middle, you can fit your whole flipping arm in it. Whereas the proper, the good brands, a few fingers.
So... price.
So would you also like the girth of the roll to be part of our review?
Girth is very important.
I thought that was pretty standard, I'll be honest.
No, different girths. Roll. Different girths. You don't want it too big.
Are we measuring the girth in with a ruler or by what you can fit in it?
How many of Chris's fingers?
How many fingers I can fit in? Look, I've been telling myself my whole life, girth doesn't matter.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
So, price per sheet.
Price per sheet.
Roll girth in fingers. What's next?
Comfort.
So, like, softness, is this?
I don't know. I think comfort. Because, like I've already said, you can be too soft.
Yeah, but that comes into durability by that point.
Hey, right. Oh,
so I think you have softness as one.
Softness and then durability as well.
I like durability. I feel like durability is important.
Yeah, absolutely. So what have you got so far?
You don't want like a finger breaking through or something, do you?
No. You know what I mean? Keep their fingers away.
Yeah, they're terrible days.
What, hey, we can make a top. We could do top trumps.
We could.
Top wipes. So what have we got so far?
We've got price, roll girth, softness. Durability. Are you bothered about the brand at all, or is that?
What do you mean?
Well, like how it looks.
Good brand.
I tell you what, some of them have a smell. Have you ever had a scented toilet roll?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that.
I don't want that around me downstairs.
Some of them own bargains, Nicky ones. They have a smell.
Who? Sorry.
Nicky. That's what they're called.
Who's Nicky?
Nicky. I promise you, that's
Nicky
the name.
From Own Bargains.
Uh-huh. Toilet rolls are great.
So you're staying away from my arse.
Yeah. One I will add, what pattern is on the toilet paper.
Okay.
Because sometimes you have different patterns, don't you? Some of them are a bit wavy, some of them are checkered.
Do we need to go how many sheets are needed?
So oh, I like that.
So do you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's so variable on the poo.
Or is that your...
That's true.
The poo changes that massively.
No, that'll come under durability, won't it? For how much you actually need.
I think so.
Okay. Yeah. Right, what have we got? We probably do with 5 categories, can't we, really?
We've got price per sheet.
Yeah.
Roll girth in fingers. Softness.
Yeah.
Are we going out of 10?
I think so.
Yeah. Are we doing all these out of 10?
Or soft as or something we could come up with every week.
A comparison.
Yeah.
No, we'll just start at 10.
Out of 10. Fine. Durability.
Yep.
Scent.
Not having scent. No, not having scent.
Maybe that will have as an added, as like an extra.
Yeah, not having scent. Because only the crap ones are scented.
And then pattern. So we'll go with pattern instead.
Okay.
Because that's quite important to me.
Okay.
I'm just sitting there for half an hour, nothing else to look at.
You spend a lot of... Actually, this is important for you. You spend a lot of time on a toilet.
Mm. I will invest in good toilet rolls. This is a big segment for me.
Okay. Wow.
Right, are we ready to go with our first one? Okay, what we've been using this week, there are many other toilet brands available. However, we will be going through all of them. So any toilet brands that aren't happy with us not sharing theirs, your time will come. Unless you get bust. Let's go with... First one, we've been using Cushelle.
Okay.
Mm. Now, Cushelle is the one with the little bear on it. It's
big on the pattern. Big on the pattern.
Bears on the toilet roll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bears on the toilet roll imprinted, okay. Like your notebook. My experience using Cushelle is...
Let me have a closer look at this this roll.
It's all right. It feels good in your hands. It feels good on your bottom. Mm.
Lovely texture.
I don't think it gives away too much sediment either.
It's a lovely tear.
Is it?
Lovely
gives away
tear.
Too much sediment. What do you mean?
No, I know what you mean. Geology. Yeah, you know, bits of toilet roll flying everywhere.
The breakaway.
Right, I see what you mean. Sorry, I just need to clarify.
The breakaway. Sorry. Different. Sediment.
Debris.
My finger's not going through that that sheet.
How many sheets have you used?
I've just folded just a single fold.
Now, how many sheets?
Oh, there. That's
two layers.
One, two, four.
Four.
You reckon for Cushelle you need four pieces?
Four? Per wipe?
Well, really? Right. So, if I was using this,
right,
I would four sheets, really? Fold, wipe, fold again.
I think four. Wipe.
What's the fewest?
I reckon
you,
I get two folds out of this.
What's the fewest you think you can get away with?
Well, look, we've all been caught short sometimes. And I've used a cardboard before.
We had a cardboard softness.
I've done the waddle to the next cubicle before many a time. This feels very lovely, I think.
I'm going for four sheets.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is quite resilient.
You're right, Sam. It's hard to get your finger through
there.
You've got
to
really
push
try.
Really hard to make that hole.
You've got to really try.
Well, let's
try.
Take it bit by bit then. So price, what are we talking?
Rango, I've got all the pricing here. We'll break it down to per sheet.
That is a next level move, by the way, when you go in the supermarket. It'll give you the price, and it gives you the price per sheet below.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
This is actually making me want to poo. I might take it with me and then come back and give you the full review.
There are 180 sheets.
Okay.
Per roll.
Are you calculating this?
Sure. I've got all the numbers.
Okay.
180 sheets per roll. And the roll length is 21.24 metres. And the price in Asda, when we do the price, we'll always use Asda.
Okay.
Got to keep it the same. Got to keep it the same. And Asda's pricing, this is for a... Are we going 24 packs?
I think so.
Okay, value here. It's 47.9p a roll.
Interesting.
So for a pack of 24, it's £11.50. Now, some consumer advice.
Yeah.
I'm going to save you some valuable pennies here.
Interesting.
If you are going to Asda to buy Cushelle, do not buy the 24 pack.
Oh.
Buy two packs of 12.
Now, that's interesting.
If you go for two packs of 12, it will cost
back
you.
To this.
Martin Lewis, eat your heart out.
I feel like he's in the room with us.
If you buy two packs of 12, it will cost you £11.
I actually need to go.
If you buy one pack... If you buy one pack of 24...
It's going to take you this long to figure out.
Then if you buy one pack
anyway,
of 24,
so back.
It will cost
you
£11.50.
Wow.
So it's 50p more to buy a pack of 24. Just buy two packs of 12. And they are the exact same size if you stack them next to each other.
Unbelievable.
Buy two packs of 12. Save yourself 50p, people.
The challenge of going to the toilet where we're recording today, which is at our local church, Swanbank Church,
yeah.
There is a timer on the light...
Oh,
in the toilet.
Yes, there is. You have to be quick.
So I think it's a 4 minute timer.
I think it's hard work. It's stressful going for a poo at church.
It's very stressful.
If the light goes off, if there's no one else in the building, you can cope with it.
Hmm.
If there's someone else in the building and they walk into the toilet and the light's off but you're in there, they know you've been in there for a long time.
You've got to stick it out until they leave. And the other problem is the sensor for the light is by the door. So you have to walk all the way through, past the sinks, past all the urinals. So
have you ever got up and like moved around so the light comes back on then sat back down?
Only when I was 100% sure there was nobody else in the building and it was dark outside. So it was actually, it was like pitch black. So I couldn't see anything. I don't think I have my phone with me either, so I was like feeling around for where the...
Oh,
unbelievable. And it's one of those stupid things, right, where one of the toilets is like made for a normal sized human being,
I mean,
and the other
tiny
toilet's for like a 8 year old child.
Yeah, but that's
so
good.
I feel like I'm doing a full squat.
No, it's good because they say the best way to go to the toilet is knees high.
Oh, for sure. But so, it's very uncomfortable.
Yeah, it is uncomfortable.
It's like a workout. And the other thing that winds me up, right, about the toilet situation here is that they try and put in, for efficiency, two rolls of toilet roll in at a time. So that means you've got one that's on the roll, but then one above that is not on the roll. And so if you try and pull the one off the roll, well, then the other toilet roll just goes flying everywhere. So you have to use a toilet roll, not on the little rolly thing, which then is just tricky because that then becomes a two-handed job rather than just there you go.
That's a good point, actually. And how
it's
many
very
other,
frustrating.
How many other people have had their fingers inside
well,
the roll?
Indeed. And there's only one toilet brush, which is also tricky. The last thing you want to be doing is going to the next cubicle to retrieve a brush, isn't it?
They just run off. Just run off. Just leave it there.
Oh, yeah, for the next person. I mean, it's probably going to be me that's the next person. I'll leave that for myself. Just me, because I'm only going to add to it.
Yeah, but it'll flake off. It'll float away.
Oh, dear. I reckon if we went in there now, the light's going to be off. For sure, the light's off. He's got his torch on his phone out. Absolutely. Oh, dear. Bless him.
Well, he's back, ladies and gentlemen. He's
very happy with
only
that.
Only 10 minutes later.
Very happy with that.
How was the Cushelle?
Very, very resilient.
Good.
Excellent.
Yeah, I could get away with two sheets.
Oh, interesting.
Two? Yeah, two sheets. Yeah, did the job.
I find that stressful. We think a four is a good wipe.
Yeah.
Now, we've also established for four sheets of Cushelle from Asda,
right,
it's one penny a wipe.
1p a wipe.
1p a wipe.
Based on four sheets per wipe.
Yeah, based on four sheets per wipe.
That's a lot.
I will say is, if I've got four sheets on the go, then I'm getting probably three wipes out of that with some strategic folds.
Yeah. Ooh, see, I'm less comfortable with that.
Why, how many wipes?
If the fold goes wrong.
What do you mean?
Oh, I'm well practiced with the fold.
How often do you get poo on your hands?
I would like to. I like doing one wipe and then next set of paper. You don't have multiple wipes with one.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Probably not on the first one.
That's why I go four, right? So I go one fold.
Okay.
Wipe and then fold over a little bit. Fold. Wipe. Fold over a little bit more. Wipe.
You do three folds on one.
Three folds. Yeah.
Wow.
Here we go. Let me demonstrate here.
Hey,
all right. So I got
hands.
Four sheets. Fold in half.
Yeah.
And then I'll wipe, but using the top bit of the paper.
It's like watching an art attack.
I'll fold down. So all the poo's covered.
Okay. Okay. Smart. Wipe again. Remember smart.
And then you fold one more time, which, granted, gives you a bit of a thin surface area. But, I mean,
that would not,
my bumhole's not as big as that, so I think we're okay.
Interesting.
Wow.
Origami whilst there we go. Wiping your bum.
Make a paper plane.
Fine. Well. I'll give you that then. Price per wipe.
Yeah. My big question about your experience you've just had, did the light go off before you finished?
Strategically went in the disabled.
Oh,
so you cheater.
Funny smell.
You are disabled, so you were allowed.
So then,
it's got
price,
a special key.
1p per wipe.
1p a wipe.
Roll girth. What can you fit in there, Chris?
I'm going to pass it here.
Are we saying you've got to force them in? Because that'll distort the shape then.
That's true. Four fingers.
Four fingers is tight.
Unbelievable.
Four fingers.
That's all the way up to the knuckles as well.
I can get four fingers in that.
That's not just the tips.
And that's tight.
My thumb isn't get. I can almost squeeze my thumb.
I don't think you can cut your thumb in there.
No. I can get four fingers in there.
That's a strong performance.
That's very good.
Okay. Four fingers. Softness.
I give it a 7 out of 10.
I think it's 7.
I'll take that. 7 out of 10. Durability. I think that's very durable.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going an 8.5.
We're getting decimals here.
I mean, we've got a lot of toilet roll.
That's true. Okay. That's good.
To get through.
8.5 is good.
I'll give you that. And then pattern. I know it's the branding. I'm not a fan of the pattern. I will be honest.
Well, what kind of patterns do you want? It's not Leicester City football
like
pitch.
Diamonds.
It's not a football pitch. It's a toilet roll.
I don't want the branding on there.
Why do you want what do you want on then?
You're wiping a bear on your bum.
What do you want on the toilet roll?
Is it a koala bear?
Yeah.
Is that what we're talking about?
What do you want on the toilet roll?
Some like Art Deco. squiggly lines.
Why?
Something.
What I do like about this pattern is that it doesn't have an impact on the softness or the durability.
True.
It's not.
It's a bit like tyres with Formula One, right?
You I'm not sure about this. Why whole is this pattern thing?
It, you why need made this wet.
Because there's a poor dryer in there to carry it back. It's like Formula One tyres. You need the grip. It's like the extra. The extra wet.
I disagree.
There is grip because there's all these little. Dimples.
It's all about the slicks.
Not with toilet paper.
Not on a wet track. It's not.
What were you saying?
You want at least an intermediate.
Oh dear.
The only slicks would be your bum after you're done. Pattern. What were we saying? Everyone?
Six.
Six. Seems high for me.
Five.
All right, that does us.
Ridiculous.
Hopefully it's not going to last this long every time.
I think it's great.
But it's what the people want.
Right, so what's the score? What have we done? Have we got anything else to review on it?
No, that's it. It's not all out of 10, so we can't really take an average.
Okay.
Right, prices per wipe, roll girths in fingers. Yeah, I don't think we're getting 10 fingers in any of them. Unless it's industrial. anyway, that does us for this week. We'll compare as we go on.
Yeah, nice. Okay.
All right. I think the price is going to let Cashel down.
I agree.
Do you think?
I agree. The next level move for this segment will be for Chris to import some American toilet roll from his big holiday.
I'll bring some back.
International toilet reviews.
So, Cashel.
Strong performance, I'd say.
I wonder where the name comes from. I reckon someone called Michelle designed it.
Wanted a cushioned.
And it was cushioned toilet roll.
There you go.
Cashel.
We'll find that Cashel out. That was Turtle Wipeout, the very first one.
Well.
There we go. We're sure not going with Roll With It, because we could have the Oasis song as the intro then.
Oh, now you've got Turtle Wipeout theme tune. I think Roll With It.
What do you think?
News!
The Almighty Pod News, with your host, Chris Wright.
Breaking news. How to Murder Your Husband writer, Nancy Crampton Brophy, is found guilty of actually murdering her husband.
Is that real?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Real. She's a romance novelist, and she wrote a big essay, like a blog, a 6-page blog on how to murder your husband.
Interesting.
And then she murdered him.
Wow. Did she follow her own instructions?
Yeah. So I'll tell you how she did it. So she planned it out, and she knew that where her husband worked, he was a chef, there was no CCTV.
Oh.
So she went to work, stealthily plotting the perfect crime, and she murdered her husband by shooting him twice on June the 2nd in 2018. On May 25th, she was sent to prison.
So how to kill your husband is just shoot him?
Well, there's no cameras.
Yeah. So she didn't do a very good job, did she?
No.
She mustn't have followed her advice.
It's a very short book.
Well.
Never mind. Yeah, so she's in prison.
Oh, dear.
For murdering husband. Also, there is a new drug that regrows a full head of hair in 40% of patients, giving hope to thousands with the bull condition suffered by Jada Pinkett Smith. Sam, there is hope.
Well, come on.
Just need to get some.
Bring it on.
Instead of going for a Turkish hair transplant, with all my hair he cut off.
Yeah.
Only 40% though.
Only 40%, so there's a chance it might not work.
Okay.
But it's worth the risk.
It is.
Worst case scenario, you're a bit bolder.
More bold than I am now.
If it doesn't work, it takes all of your hair.
I got you to lose, pal.
It's one or the other. 60% chance you lose your hair.
I don't like those odds.
I think you should try it, though.
All right.
No jokes about Jada Pinkett Smith, please. Let's move on.
Don't get a big slap. It's called CTP-543.
That was a droid on Kenobi the other day.
Yeah, helps regrow alopecia patients hair. You haven't got alopecia, you're just bald, pal.
Thank you.
Sue Gray has had a big week.
Big week.
She has dropped the bombshell report.
Yeah.
Confirming everything we knew already, that Boris is a bit of a knob. That's it, really.
So that was fair.
That's all we need to know. It had made me laugh, though. Every time something else comes out, people get infuriated again. So the pictures came out. I mean, we all knew these pictures were a thing. We all knew what went on.
Yeah.
The pictures come out. Everyone's angry again because we can see it.
Yeah.
He's a bit of an arse. And rumours are there is a Tory plot to oust him by backbenchers. So we'll see how well that does.
More and more are coming out that they saying they want him to resign, aren't they? So.
Yeah, yeah. But it's since the report, there has been some more revelations that weren't included in the report. They think Carrie had another party.
No.
Yeah, it was common for her to invite her friends round.
Okay.
When everyone had gone home to Downing Street. And there was an ABBA party. Did you know?
Interesting.
I saw people on Twitter arguing about it, saying that...
In the report?
Obviously, like, it's bad that they had a party when it was illegal to have a party, but more so that compared to everyone else, like, all the key workers weren't allowed to work closely because people were really reliant on the NHS and all that to deliver at that time. He was literally controlling the whole country and in charge of everything, so he, more than anyone in the country, should not have had a party or got close to anyone else.
Yep.
And I think if I was those people who got fined, because some people got fined like 10 grand.
Yeah.
I'd be furious. I'd be asking for my money back.
For
I'd be like, Boris, give me my money back. Sorry for having my three mates round for a crate of Stella in the garden. Mm. However, give me some money back. So, and he's only been fined once. £150.
And it was like 50
fine.
Quid, yeah.
£150
what
fine.
What a joke.
Yeah. First Prime Minister ever. So you
And since then he's changed the laws so that if a Member of Parliament is convicted of something, they do not have to resign.
Seriously?
Yeah, that's snuck through.
Snuck that through without much your attention.
I know. So, there we go. There's Boris. Wow. Sue Gray. Woman killed her husband.
I've got some news.
Bold Sam.
Adidas have re-released my favourite football boots ever.
What, Total 90s?
This week. Adidas, man.
Adidas.
Oh, yeah. That was nice.
The Adidas Predator Manias.
Are you an Adidas or an Adidas person?
Adidas.
Oh, yeah. I think I'm an Adidas.
Are you?
Oh, you say Bath.
I actually think it is Adidas because the guy is Adidasler.
Yeah, but you say maybe. Bath.
I just said Adidas and I really didn't like it. I do love them.
They are the best boots ever. The Zidane ones with the rubbery bits to curl the ball. Right, £300.
£300?
Yeah, flipping joke. I had them when I was younger.
You paid £300?
Not when I was younger.
Bro. Oh, inflation.
Now they've re-released
cost of living.
And Vale have gone up. I feel like I should mention that.
Yeah, true.
Oh, yeah. Vale have gone up. To be fair, it was a good game. Vale are in League One. They'll come back down again.
Also, I've gone TikTok famous. Forgot to mention that earlier.
Oh, yes.
A few people have been sending me the video saying, is this you?
Yeah, and it is
now
you.
Had 5 million views.
5 million people have seen TikTok. Your face.
If you've not seen it, it's someone called Griff, who I'd never heard of, who's supporting Giulipe.
Was she any good?
She was actually all right, that's the thing. I didn't look very impressed.
Yeah,
so I'm on it.
To be fair, I don't think you've ever looked impressed at anything.
No. My music face is very poor when I'm playing or listening to music.
I reckon the face you pull on that TikTok will be the exact same face when you first hold your child.
It was 8 out of 10 arms crossed on his face. Yeah. Inside I'll be beaming, but outside. What's up with him? And finally, to take us to the end, the big news for this week is all about the Queen.
Happy birthday, Queenie.
Happy birthday.
Birthday.
It was last week.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
How old is she? 90?
No, she's older than that. I was thinking, I think this is a great week for the Queen to introduce a new boyfriend to us all. That'll be good, won't it? Can you imagine? All family walk out.
Under the radar.
And then
to the party.
Queen's boyfriend comes out with them. I reckon she's got a boyfriend now.
Do you think?
Yeah, I reckon it's like one of the gardeners.
She has had a bit of a new lease of life recently, hasn't she?
Yeah.
So, it'd be like Princess Diaries with Joe. You know what I'm talking about.
I reckon it'll be one of the gardeners. Bill.
Those 90-year-old gardeners that are still looking after Buckingham Palace.
Yeah, he just like goes round trimming flowers, doesn't he?
Trimming flowers.
You can tell you've never had a garden.
They're trimming bushes.
Yeah.
Good.
I think the Queen will keep that under wraps.
What? So, a bush?
Oh, God.
I hope so.
So this week, it's a platinum jubilee. Yeah. 70 years in the job.
If I even live to 70, that'll be a miracle.
Sam, you had a profound question about the Queen. You're gonna
Did he?
We said we were going to talk about the Queen, and you said something really profound.
In our planning meeting.
Yeah.
A planning meeting.
Yeah, we did have a planning meeting.
Only because Tom had a new notebook.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, we've just talked about Boris being a bit of a knob. And so
Vladimir Putin's a bit of a knob too.
Are we saying that's a swear word, by the way?
Knob. Knob. Yeah. No, doorknob.
Yeah, but it falls into my category of swears. So.
Oh, you've never sworn, have you?
No.
So, yeah, so people listening, Tom has never actually sworn
in
his life. Not
consciously. I've said a couple when I didn't know those swear words when I was younger.
What did you say?
Well, I can't say it, can I? Nice try.
Yes, he's never actually sworn in his life. Knob is not a swear word.
Well, Sam said it then.
You don't have to say it. You can say doorknob if it makes you feel better.
You can bleep it out if you want.
Well, that's all I'm asking for. Obviously, we're very clean.
Yeah.
I don't think knob is a swear word.
Okay, interesting.
I think it's a swear word.
Any other ones on the...
So you're not having crap as a swear word?
Well, I say crap a lot.
Okay.
Oh.
Is that the one you allow yourself?
I don't think that's a swear word.
Okay.
Crap.
Well, it's no more of a swear word than knob is, to be fair.
I was saying turd the other day and Tam was telling me off.
Turd.
Turd's just another name.
Yeah,
for
some
poo.
People get really wound up about.
Turd's just a poo.
The turd.
Anything else that's on the fringe?
Well, the most commonly used word for poo is.
Is it?
Yeah.
Thank you. I will bleep that.
Anyway,
well,
back to the Queen. No, so Vladimir Putin's a knob. Yeah. Boris is a knob.
Yeah.
Generally,
world leaders, even though they're in power for a relatively short length of time. Like, how long's Boris been in charge now? 3 years? 4 years?
I think so.
Something like that.
3 or 4. Yeah, because the election will be coming up soon, which is why they started giving us money.
Like, we thought he was a joke when he became Prime Minister. Now he's gone beyond a joke into whatever, like, being lesser than a joke is.
Yeah.
He's a bit
out of his depth into Boris now.
Whereas the Queen, as much as people might disagree with the whole principle of having a monarchy, I don't think anybody can challenge the Queen on her integrity or on her... like commitment to the cause, on her like keeping people at the heart of what she was doing in terms of being the Queen and serving the country, the Commonwealth, the world. And I guess my question is, what is it that's made the Queen been able to serve with such longevity without people looking at her like she's some sort of immoral human being who's all just in it for herself and it's all about feeding her own ego or sense of power, which is what I think I see with most of the other leaders around the world. For me, if I was answering my own question, it's the fact that she professes to be a person of faith, and she talks quite openly about that being a thing that drives her and like grounds her a bit. And clearly that has made a difference to her over the last 70 years. That's not something that she's ever shied away from, I don't think.
And in a similar vein to what we see in Jesus, the thing that I always see in the Queen is that although she is this ruler and she's the queen of the whole country or whatever, whenever she meets so many people every day, but she takes the time to get to know them and to she doesn't kind of put herself above everyone else. She makes other people feel special, learning names, asking questions, spending time alongside people.
Unless she gets on top of a horse, then she's quite high.
She's not getting on a horse these days.
She does. I swear she was on one last year.
She's 90 odd.
Yeah, she was on a horse last year. She's got big horses. Yeah, I think I do love the Queen's speech. Christmas Day. Sometimes I just like hearing her voice. It's a nice voice. Not as good as our voices.
She's got a
nice voice. But it's always about when she does her speeches, it's always about us. It's all about people.
Yeah.
It's all about bettering people.
I'd love to know what she really thinks about somebody like Boris, for example, who has demonstrated such a different style of leadership to her. Such a different like emphasis when it comes to him putting his like views across or his policies across. I'd love to know what is really going on inside her head when she sees what's going on around the place.
Here's a question. What toilet roll do you think the Queen uses?
Oh, great question.
I think I've potentially got an answer here.
Is there a royal provider?
Yeah.
Is there? Who?
There is.
Andrex.
What are you saying?
I reckon it's a Waitrose own brand.
What toilet paper does the Queen like to use? It's likely to be Andrex.
Oh!
Their website states, the Queen granted us a royal warrant in 1978.
Wow.
It's a mark of recognition that Andrex is a regular supplier of toilet tissue to the royal households.
That's it, we need to do that next week.
Do you think the Queen has decided that? Do you think she's done a full-scale review of all the
maybe she's
already, options
what we're
available?
Doing now, maybe Total Wipeout. Mm. Maybe she's done it already.
Maybe.
Apparently, a former aide has said, hosts spend more time worrying about the loo arrangements than anything else, down to what colour the towel should be and whether the loo roll is a suitable brand. This is on Royal Tours.
Wow.
Interesting.
So whether they take their own roll with them as a backup.
Right.
In case it's not anthrax.
I feel a bit weird talking about the Queen doing a poo.
So what do you reckon, if Jesus met the Queen, what do you reckon they'd say to each other?
I think the Queen would say, thanks for all your help. Jesus would say, well done.
That's good. Profound.
Thank you. They'd shake hands. Go the separate ways.
What toilet roll would Jesus use? We'll discuss that next week on episode 72. That'll do it for this week. If you want to send us any stories, as we say, there's been 5 months since the last one. So if any of you have done anything stupid or pooed yourself or anything like that, then you can let us know. We'll talk about it on the next episode. You can get in touch at almightypodmail@gmail.com, which is that's become overthrown, by the way, by spam emails.
Oh, no.
Has it?
I get all sorts every week saying we've won this and that.
Well, actual spam?
Yeah, real spam.
The tinned...
Oh, loads of adverts for it. You can also get in touch at facebook.com/almightypod or Twitter and Instagram @almighty_pod. Boys, it's been good to get back.
Lovely to be back.
See you maybe in a couple of weeks.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, we will do. Hey, fun fact, spam was created in Minnesota.
Oh, we didn't do the helium.
No! Oh!